Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time coming from Vizsla Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Connert. Now Mike, let's follow up on a news release that came out just a couple days ago on Tuesday, October 6th, and it reports 16 drill holes from the Panuco project in Mexico focused on this Napoleon vein. Now, the two highlighted drill results here, hole 25 and hole 27, are the deepest holes of the ones that were released, or of the deeper nature, and they came out with the best yielding results. Hole 25 yielded 449 grams per ton silver equivalent over 15 meters. Within that intercept, there were some high grade intercepts, so over 4,000 grams per ton silver equivalent over 0.7 meters, and also 3,500 grams per ton silver equivalent over 0.73 meters. Well, we also saw hole 27 intersect almost 1,700 grams per ton silver equivalent over 2.5 meters. Mike, just give us a quick little update on what these drill results, especially these two highlighted holes, do to the expansion of this Napoleon vein, please.
Yeah, definitely. We're very excited about these results. The highest grade numbers and the best numbers have come from the deepest holes that we've drilled on Napoleon here. So it's showing that it's wide open at depth. So this is really fantastic news. An important distinction, of course, is that those widths that you mentioned there, 2.5 meters, 15 meters, those are true widths as well. So we're really starting to gain a lot of great knowledge about what Napoleon, the ore shoot, is doing, and we're starting to see that it has the potential to be one of these medium to very large ore shoots that we see in this Panuco district. So this was very encouraging news. I think the market had been waiting to see results like this, waiting to see a long section like the one we put out in the release, and it really just shows us that our work is just starting at Napoleon. There's a lot more for lot more to do there.
Now, can you just give us a quick little update on why reporting true widths is important, more so than simple drill results when companies don't know the true width, please?
Yeah, well, this gives us an idea of mining width. So you mentioned hole 27 is about 2.5 meters. That's an excellent mining width, and that's what we're seeing at depth there, in addition to that 15-meter true width at 449 silver equivalent. So the true width gives us an idea that, as we would progress into a mining situation, that that these are widths that can very very easily carry a mining operation underground. But the broader widths that we're seeing as well demonstrate the potential for both an open pit and an underground mine that could be very, very profitable at Napoleon.
Okay, let's expand on that concept of the potential mining scenario here. Obviously, far too early for the company to actually get in here and mine, but seeing this intercept on hole 25 of over 15 meters and understanding that within those 15 meters, there was about 1.5 meters in two separate intervals that came up with extremely high grade. Sometimes investors see this and think, oh, the company is almost smearing some results, and that's what gives you a wider width. But when it comes to silver projects in the area, how does this relate to other projects that are in production and an overall mining scenario?
Well, exactly. I mean, what we pride ourselves on disclosure for these drill holes. So we have to show, the broader width as well as those sub intervals that that have some great grades, and the great grades demonstrate those those high profitability areas potentially, and in other mining areas, specifically underground silver mines like this in Mexico. So it's wonderful to have the combination of broader disseminated, or in this case, what would be considered even high grade at 449 over 15 meters, but then also following up with that with some sub intervals at even multi-kilo numbers. It just shows shows that we have great grade over very solid mineable widths here.
So when it comes to the expansion of this Napoleon vein, with these deeper holes, how much has this extended the mineralization to depth?
Well, now we're down about 100 meters at depth there, and that's wide open. We continue to drill under and continue to expand the Napoleon discovery, but it's completely opened it up at depth. So we've gone down now about 100 meters below the nearest or the highest workings in the area there.
In terms of follow-up work then just for this Napoleon vein, how many drills do you have on it, and where is the focus for at least near-term results?
Well, Vizsla's got to be one of the busiest junior drillers in Mexico. We have four drills right now turning across the district. There's potential to add more rigs shortly here, but we have two rigs on the Napoleon vein corridor. The Napoleon vein corridor is, of course, what we're just talking about now, which is the initial Napoleon discovery where we just released this long section. A kilometer to the north of that discovery, we've also made another discovery called the Papayo Zone. The Papayo Zone has a rig on it as well, and we're drilling that. Now, 6 kilometers, this district is so large that our next area that we're drilling is 6 kilometers away to the east, and that's the Cordon de Oro vein corridor. We have one rig there. And then further to the east, we also have a drill rig on the Animas corridor. And the Animas corridor is the most developed area in the district. It's where pretty much all of the historic drilling and the bulk of the underground workings are. But we're exploring an ore chute there called San Carlos.
Okay, so really the continued exploration is simply just to expand on some of the mineralization and some of the veins that you already know, correct? You guys are just still trying to understand how big this whole system and all these veins could be.
I would categorize it two ways. So I'd say Napoleon, we're doing, what I suppose would constitute resource drilling, although we're not giving any guidance to an immediate resource, but we are doing that infill drilling and as well as exploring and I suppose infill drilling the Papayo Zone. So that's why we have two rigs there. The Cordon de Oro is more of an exploratory drill program there. We haven't made that initial discovery yet. I suspect we will as we continue there. And then, of course, the drilling on San Carlos is actually drilling out that San Carlos ore chute. Now, I did mention that we looked at another rig here shortly, and that's because we're generating new targets across the district. So we're doing that classic prospecting, that mapping, that sampling, and generating new targets. And so, I think as we continue, of course, we only really made that first discovery back in June, and it's October now. So we've been able to mobilize four rigs, raise $30 million, and make several more discoveries. We're doing quite well considering the time, but I could see us adding more rigs and really building out the drill program there.
One more quick point on these drill results and also some of the drill results we've seen in the past is the gold component. On some of these high-grade intercepts, we're seeing upwards of 17, 18 grams per ton gold. And even on that 15-meter intercept, you're a little over 2 grams per ton gold. What's the gold component factoring into this project as well?
Well, that's something that we're, it being an intermediate sulfidation project, we're really trying to still vector in and understand the gold there. But it is, it's something that of course we're very excited about. And anytime you can have that kind of solid gold credit, it's really beneficial to the company.
Yes, it is. Plus, it just adds a whole other component that helps with the overall drill results. Mike, keep us up to date on future news. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding Vizsla Resources, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you. And in the meantime, Mike, we will follow up when some more drill results are released. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Corey.